Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:47, 13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday, May 23rd. What? May 23rd. The end of the school year. Hearkening, Larry Carter joins us, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Louisiana teachers are set to get a pay raise. Is it enough, and will it make a difference? Hey, Larry, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, tell me what you're hearing from the teachers in your union about the school year and the challenges they faced, et cetera.
It's a challenge that they've always stepped up to, and they will continue to do their very best in spite of those challenges. But I can tell you, teachers aren't as happy as they could be. With the upcoming year, we saw a pay raise talked about at the legislature last week. $1,500 for teachers and $750 for school employees. We were asking for more than that. I know the governor as well was asking for more than that. In fact, his budget expectations was that once some additional funds were recognized by the Revenue Estimating Conference, we would add additional $500, therefore making it $2,000 for teachers and $1,000 for school employees. And that just did not happen according to the budget that was sent back to the governor from the legislature. So we're not as happy as we could be. While that is a step in a direction, it's not a step in a direction that we were looking forward to, but of course we'll be continuing to speak with those legislators as well as those who did not support an additional pay raise. So that's where we are.
All right. What else are you hearing from teachers? Because I always think that every legislative session, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, I think people should wonder what the legislature's done to get us from 49th or 50th in the country in education to at least 45th, which would be, you know, a start. I know a lot of it can't be done by the legislature. A lot of it is on the parents, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But from what you hear from your teachers, what are they talking about besides money that is causing them to question their career and whether or not they really want to do that for a living?
Yes, we hear it's about, at the end of the day, support. When in difficult situations and instances where they look at their SLT, their student learning targets, and how that's done, they want to be treated fairly and having a say in that. In some cases, they don't. There's legislation that was targeted, a lot of legislation, about actually taking away some of the voices that teachers had in some of those processes. And that was disheartening. There's bills that are out there now that are targeting how much information is shared publicly. Not that that's bad, but not that that's good, because it's centered around this conversation about how much information do we put out there publicly, and that information currently is given to parents and given to, you know, community people who are interested in it. But there's this, I don't know, this tone in the legislature this year that speaks to wanting to put, for example, lessons plans of every teacher on a school district's website. And that should be probably done more as it relates to an individual classroom with parents who are in that particular classroom. And it's this tone that's just, you know, not sitting well with teachers and with educators from around the state, and they're troubled. We hear that. There's this concern about burnout, for sure, that we have so many teachers that are just quitting the profession, and it's making tougher on those that remain, because now they have to stay and not just cover their classes, but cover the classes of colleagues or individuals who no longer teach. And so that stress is causing teachers to have burnout and to leave the profession. So the teacher shortage is real. It's not getting any better. Pay is certainly not the only issue that impacts that. It's a lot of these factors, as well as what they've gone through over the last 2.5, maybe now 3 years under the pandemic that has certainly caused certain stressors in people's lives that has also, you know, made that transition from education to another profession. Then we have this issue where not that many college students are going into education. And so as you look at the pipeline for teachers, that's not there. And then you have those experienced teachers who can retire, and they do. And they're doing so at a larger percentage than we've seen in the last maybe 5 or so years. So there's a lot of factors, but certainly pay is a part of that, but it's not the only part of that, I can tell you.
Very quickly, LEAP testing just concluded or recently concluded. The parents play a very important role in that and making sure that the kids are at school, well-rested, ready to take the test. The students are judged on that. The teachers are judged on that, and the schools are judged on that. Is there any way to fix that project, fix that whole process, and hold the parents accountable?
I didn't see any legislation that targeted that particular piece, I'll be honest. But I
can't. But it is a problem,
teachers,
is it not?
No, it is. That's what I was going to get to. It is an issue with trying to figure out how to solve that particular problem. And it's something that I know I don't see as many parent-teacher associations, meaning parent groups, that are tied to schools. Like when I went to school, there's not too many of those that are still there to help, you know, make that parent voice and teacher voice collaborate together to make sure that those things that best impact teaching and learning is on the forefront. And that is one of the things I can recall when I was teaching was always an issue for us to really strive to solve. And that's parent involvement as it relates to preparing kids for returning to school on a regular basis, and or making sure they get the proper, you know, rest they needed, the proper support at home, because there is a home and school connection that's so important to learning that we just have to bridge that gap that we've been seeing in some, you know, parts of the state in terms of parent participation. When you look at, as you start getting in high schools, when you got report cards, you rarely, you know, see parents at those levels. They come mostly for your elementary school sessions, right. But not middle and high. So that is a gap we definitely certainly have to close.
We're out of time, Larry. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're just so welcome.
People, if you were held at your job, if you were rated by something that was completely out of your control, and a parent said, well, it's sleep testing. Stay up as long as you want. I don't care. And that's really what's going on in a lot of cases. 850.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.